So tonight we're going to be in Psalm 96, and I'm going to try to not to go even as long tonight as I did this morning. And I'm going to have a few people read from Psalm 96, but before I do that, just two things. There are two things I want us to look at before we look at the psalm. Now look at Psalm 96. How is Psalm 96 similar to Psalm 2? Look at Psalm 96. How is Psalm 96 similar to Psalm 2? It tells us to worship the Lord, yes. Psalm 2 says, kiss the Son. That's worship. Throughout this whole psalm, we are told to worship the Lord. Look at verse 10. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. And even verse 10 talks about He will judge peoples. And even verse 13 talks about judging. This is called Psalm 96, one of the royal psalms, because it talks about the Lord reigning. Now, one more point before I have different men read the psalm. Look at Psalm 96, and it uses the word Lord with all capitals. Why does it do that? Why does it use Lord with all capitals? Yahweh, yes. So whenever you see Lord in a Bible, and it's all capitals, it's Yahweh. Now give me the name for Jesus. When the people would see Jesus, His disciples, would they say the word Jesus, or would they use a different name?
Rabbi?
Is there another name that they would use for the term Jesus? Yeshua. So, Yahweh and who? Yeshua. Say them out loud. Say Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Say Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Yeshua is also the name of which book in the Bible?
Joshua.
Very good. So probably from Latin, we get the name Jesus and the name Joshua. But really, it's Yeshua. And Yeshua means Yahweh saves. Okay. So when you look at Psalm 96, it says, sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh. And then it talks about proclaim good tidings of His salvation day to day. So this is pointing to that Yeshua, Mashiach, is who? He is Yahweh. This is not just a psalm that's talking about that Jesus one day will reign, but it's saying that Jesus is Yahweh. Okay? He will reign and does reign because He is the eternal God. Now, I'm going to have different men stand up and read. Ryan.
Yes. Okay. Verses 1 and 2.
Yes, 2a.
1 and 2a. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name.
Good. Thank you. That's part one. We're going to come back to that. So if you're taking an outline, that's the first outline. Craig. That's the first point. Craig.
Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the people. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name.
Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the people with equity.
Thank you. We're going to come back to that. This is the second point in the devotion this evening. Third point, John Crosby.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar, and all that fills it. Let the field exult, and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the people in his faithfulness.
Thank you. Thank you, John. So this is the first point. Did you ever think that you would live in a country during a time when a ruler might say, don't sing? Don't sing to Jesus. That's what was said. Why would we sing to Jesus? Why would we sing about the Lord? Praise him? Because he's worthy of our praise. And look here, how many times does it say to sing? Look at verse 1 and 2a. How many times? Do you think it's important? If a parent or even a few children say something three times in a row, then it must be pretty what? Ah, gosh! I said the word again. It must be a little bit important or a what? Or a lot important. It says it three times in a row. And keep looking at this. It says a new song. Describe to me a new song. Why a new song? Exactly, how do you define this new song? Sing a new song.
Maybe something that comes more from the heart than just something that's rote.
More from the heart, something that's not just rote. Because, go ahead.
We haven't had the experience of life to show us what we can sing and show our emotion and our singing until such a time.
There is a living, true experience that we have with the Lord that should produce a different dynamic in our hearts. In fact, if you read verse 2, it says, sing to the Lord, bless his name. And we've talked about bless his name. Elias talked about it some last night. We talked about it some this morning. How do you bless the Lord? Right? I can say to Dan, I can say, bless you, Dan. And we understand that. But if I saw Jesus, how would I say, Jesus, bless you? What would I mean? How am I going to bless Jesus? Our daily actions, okay. What's that? That's five times. I'm sorry.
Reading our word.
Yes, yes. Remember, this morning we talked about the term bless. The term bless means foundationally to say something good about somebody else. If we say, for example, God, I bless you, bless his name, we are saying, God, you've treated me in what kind of way?